My sins were higher than the mountain. My Lord sanctified. Oh, my sins, my sins, my sins. Higher than the mountain when my Lord sanctified. Oh, sing in glory, alleluia, when the fire came. Oh, the fire came. Oh, the fire came. Sing in glory, alleluia, when the fire came. My Lord sanctified. Oh, my sins. My sins were flowing, flowing like a river when I know. Oh, my sins, were flowing like a, flowing like a river when I know. Oh, singing glory, alleluia, when the fire came. Oh, the fire. Oh, the fire came. Singing glory, alleluia, when the fire went by. Oh, my sins were deeper than me, deeper than the ocean when by low. Oh, my sins, everywhere. sanctifies my soul. Since the Comforter abides with, oh, let him abide, let him abide. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah. With me and you, I'm rejoicing, I'm rejoicing, I'm rejoicing. As I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides with.
There's no testing of the things they have been
made. For them chosen wings,
long ago I gave them up.
And so instantly,
all my night was spent today. All my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me.
He abides.
Hallelujah, he abides with me
and you.
I'm rejoicing night and day. As I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is here this morning.
Amen.
Because he's always true to his word.
Amen.
That where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst.
Amen.
He always walks in the midst of his church.
Amen.
And he abides with his children.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning, my brother come back again.
Amen.
Just as we stand, we know that we are standing on holy ground.
Amen.
How many would like to enter into that holy of holies?
Amen.
Because that is his dwelling place. I enter into the holy of holies. Just this morning, just put yourself in that place, because that is his dwelling place.
Amen.
I enter the holy of holies.
I enter the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter
to worship you only, Lord. I enter to honor I am. Oh, Lord,
your holies of holies this morning, and we enter through the blood of the Lamb, O Lord.
Lord,
Lord, from our hearts, we worship you.
Oh, we worship you, Lord.
You You are the only one, Lord.
We worship you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, for your name is holy, for your name is holy, for your name is holy, for your name is holy God. Oh, let the light, let the weight of your glory cover us.
Yes, Lord Jesus, sweep over us this morning. Cover us, O God, with your holiness, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's bow down our heads. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, oh, that day when your children cried unto you, when they were in bondage, Lord, you came down yourself, and you met your prophet in the burning bush, and you said the grounds you are standing on is a holy ground. The same also, Lord, when you gave the commission to Joshua to go and possess the land, you said the place where you're standing is a holy ground. Lord, this morning we believe we are standing in that same holy ground, so Lord. Amen. And Father, we come with all humility, Lord. Yes. Even Father, this moment we want to remember our pastor. They are about 1 hour before us, so Lord. And we believe he is in the pulpit now. Father, we commit them into your hands. Yes. We commit the saints over there into your hands. And even wherever, Lord, your children are gathered this morning, Father, we pray that your presence, Lord, will be with them, O God. Amen. Father, this morning, we stand before you, God. Lord, we have nothing, but yet always we come here with expectation that no one comes before you and go the same, O Lord. Father, the purpose this morning, why you called us, O Lord, we surrender all to you, God, that, Lord, let it be to us a portion, greater portion, that, Lord, when we live here, we know that we have been filled, God. Father, even if there is anyone sick amongst us, O Lord, before we leave here, O God, let your healing, O God, touch that person, O Lord. As many that, Lord Jesus, you know their needs, O God, Father, meet each and everyone according to your riches in glory. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God, for opening yet another week like this for us. Amen. As many that were not able to come, oh God, Lord, you know, Father, let that same blessing be unto them. Father, we ask this morning that even as we open your word, oh God, let it be a blessing unto us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. May we be seated for a moment. God bless you this morning. Amen. Brethren, just as we sang that song, Enter the Holy of Holies, amen. I believe this morning everybody feels that presence of the Lord. Amen. He said, that's where every true believer, every true Christian got to be. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. His dwelling place is the holiest of holies. Amen. And we know the tabernacle that was in the wilderness. It was in three parts. The court of the congregation. And then the holy place. And then the holiest of holies. Amen. That's where he dwelt. The prophet said, God lived in those three courts. Amen. All the three courts, God lived there. Amen. But his dwelling place was the holiest of holies. Amen. This is a type of something. He was in all the three courts. But his dwelling place was the holiest of holies.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet said, but his abiding place was the holiest of holies. God is perfected in three. The Godhead is perfected in three. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one true God. And notice also, he said, you yourself, you are perfected in three. Soul, spirit, and body. Praise the Lord. And where is the holiest of holies? Is the soul.
Amen.
Praise God. That's where he dwells.
Amen.
These are all types that we are coming to when as the message comes. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said again, he said, God lived in a three-room house.
Amen.
Back in his tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
A three-roomed house.
Amen.
And he said, it is just like you, see, your life here on earth. See, you may live in a three-house room, isn't it? You may live in a three-house room. And then that you have a kitchen, you have a living room, and you have a bedroom. See, you live in all. The kitchen is where you eat. See, it's a type of what? The court of the congregation. See? And then he said, and then you come to what? The holy place, your parlor. That's where friends come, you sit together and share fellowship. Praise the Lord. But he said, when, after all, you enter into your bedroom, that is where you do what? You rest. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, but then your bedroom is your place of rest. And after the toil of a weary day, always alone in the room resting. And the prophet said, at my house, the prayer room is the bedroom. That's where husbands, you meet your wife to discuss what? Matters. Praise the Lord. Intimate matters. That's where Christ also, your husband, meets you at the what? Holiest of holies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, a man ought to always have that kind of a consecrated place with Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
And I believe many of you, you have your bedrooms as your what? Where you put your family altar. Where it has been your consecrated what? Place of worship. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this morning, when I saw this, that the prophet said, in my house, the prayer room is the bedroom. I said, oh, probably today I may differ. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say this is my opinion, that when we meet, let us find something as a substitute for our children, because I could see that anywhere our children meet, straight away they enter bedrooms and begin jumping up and down. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's see, for their safety, because you ask my wife, we've seen it before. Children praying on the bed, jumping, and just mistakenly one just pushed the other, and it was very, very fatal. Praise the Lord. So for the safety of our children, it's my opinion, let's find an alternative for the children anytime we gather together. Not a question of just doing that kind of anywhere they go, they enter bedrooms and begin jumping up and down. Let's find an alternative for the children. That's my opinion anyway. Praise the Lord. I know of my little girl, Adasa. She's someone, I've been watching her. Anytime they are playing and he sees that the playing is getting rough, you see her sneak slowly away looking for the mother or the father. Praise the Lord. I've been watching her closely. Anytime the play becomes rough, you see her slowly she moves away. Praise God. let us look after our children. We love them. Amen. Amen. Let's try to find, because the prophet said, in my house, the bedroom is my prayer room. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to the reading of the word. We open to Acts 3. We read from 19 to 23. Let's hear the word of God. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. He shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear the prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Let's bow down heads again. Heavenly Father, these are your words to God. And Lord, this morning we wait for your admonition, O God. Because we know that the scripture, all is inspired. And it is profitable for us, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions that we, the children of God, will be thoroughly finished unto good works. So, Lord, this morning, O God, as we sit at your feet, O God, we pray that the Holy Spirit will bless his word, O Lord, and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And this morning, I have a topic. Said the times of refreshing. The times of refreshing. Refreshing. I believe everybody loves to be refreshed. Praise God. And I look for the meaning of the word refreshing. And it said to give new strength or energy to something. You see? To give new strength or energy to something. And most of the time, we strengthen and energize something that has become weak. See? We strengthen and energize something that has become what? Weak. And in a man's life, times of refreshing is absolutely needed. Amen. Praise God. In a man's life, times of refreshing is absolutely needed. Amen. Even talking in the natural. Amen. Is that, is why people take what? Take time off their work and go on holidays. You see? That's why people take time off their work and jobs and then they go on holidays to do what? To refresh themselves. Amen. Amen. And even in our workplaces, they have what? Short times, short breaks. They call it coffee breaks and tea breaks. See? Just to go and refresh. Or you go for a snack just to energize the body. You come out from your decks. See? There's a short time to refresh yourself. So refreshing
It's something that our body what needs. Amen. And the same thing, our children. When they go to school, really, there's a break time. Go on break. For the children to what? To refresh, because there is an adage that goes that all work, no play, make Jack's what? A dull boy. And even when you restrict the children for long, they become what? Restless. So even in school, they have what? Time for the children to refresh. During our time, they call it recreation. Amen. They ring the bell, clink, 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 clink. Recreation. And we see every room, they are shouting. We are just run out from what, the classrooms. See, recreation. I don't know whether they still maintain that word. Just quite recently, I begin to just look it back again. Recreation, that go out to recreate yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. So, all these things that I'm talking about is what? A man's instituted what? Time of refreshing. But we are not here to talk about natural things. We are here to talk about heavenly things. Because people seated in heavenly places, you talk about heavenly things. And we are seated in what? Heavenly places. Praise God. Though the natural, they are essential, because many a time they type what? They type the spiritual. Praise the Lord. And the spiritual rest or holiday, let me say spiritual holiday. You see, let's look at the natural first. The natural, when you take a holiday, you do what? You leave your job. Praise God. You leave your work. When you take a holiday, a time of rest, you do what? You leave your job and go on what? A holiday. Praise the Lord. The same thing also, there is a spiritual rest. And that spiritual rest also, you leave your own works. Praise God. But the difference between the natural and the spiritual is that for the natural, you come back to your work again. You go on holidays and you come back and sit at your desks again. But the spiritual rest, oh, praise the Lord, you go and you don't come back anymore. Amen. Amen. You go, you don't come back anymore. It's eternal rest. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It said, Hebrews 4:10. That rest I'm talking about. It said, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. See? So the spiritual holiday or spiritual rest, you leave your what? You leave your work, but you don't come back to it again. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The refreshing, the spiritual refreshing, you go in and you don't come back again to do your labor. But the natural, you take 1 month holiday, Brother Wilmore, you come back again and sit down behind your desk. Praise the Lord. You see the difference? And what is your work? The spiritual. When you leave your work, what is the work? What is our work? Who can tell us? What is our work? Our own work. Where do you find it in the Bible? Our work. Yeah, the works of the flesh. God bless you, my brother. Let's open to Galatians 5. That's your work. That is your work. And those are the work when you are going on a spiritual holiday, spiritual rest. You leave those works. You leave those jobs. Praise the Lord. And you don't come back to it again. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Galatians 5. That's our works. See? The works. Now the works of the flesh. See? The works of the flesh. This flesh. The works of the flesh. Already we know that we are also three chambers. The body, the spirit, and the soul. Praise the Lord. And now you are in the body. And these are what? Your works. Praise the Lord. We are going to travel into what? To the holiest of holies, where God dwells. So you see it here. My brother, if any of them that goes along with you, then this is the day that you got to leave it. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, and as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit what? The kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. So how many are ready to take a spiritual rest this morning? Amen. To go in for that is a time of refreshing from the presence of God. Amen. To go for what? That refreshing from the presence of God. Amen. To receive it. And you come back no more, my brother. You stay with the Lord because the Lord's refreshing. Oh, it's more than the works that you are doing. Amen. When you do the works, your pay, what pay do you receive from doing these works? See, what was your salary when you do these works of the flesh? Death! Sickness! Amen. Death! Praise the Lord! That is what you receive as your reward. You receive as your salary. This work. Oh, my brother. Is it a good work? Ah, God bless you. These works, when you do them, it what brings you sickness, sorrows, fear, and eventually death. Then why do you do it? Oh, let us take a what? Let's go on what? Holidays. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That spiritual one. Let's go in for that rest. Amen. Where we'll never come back here again. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's come back to our subject again. Our subject is the refreshing from the presence of God. The reference is not, you see, that refreshing is not something outside. The refreshing is something inside. It's experienced inside. Amen. And we see, we were talking about the tabernacle in the wilderness, where God dwells in the holiest of holies. Now today, where is the tabernacle? Where is the tabernacle today? Amen. Let's turn to today. We shall read a number of scriptures. Let's turn to Revelation 21:3. And then let's find where the tabernacle of God is now. Where God wants to dwell. bringing out from him, from what? The refreshing. Oh, praise the Lord. Have you got it? Revelation 21:3. He said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. And be their God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Where is the tabernacle now? The tabernacle is with you. Amen. It's with me. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. And he said that is where he wants to dwell. So that you will be his people. Amen. And he himself will be your God. Amen. Oh. The prophet said, them days he dwelt in his tabernacle. And today he dwells in you as his tabernacle. Amen. See? The prophet said, them days he dwelt in his tabernacle. And today, he dwells in you as his tabernacle. Amen. 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 So, my brother, the works of the world, the flesh, the body, we have already known. And the, where God dwells in us, our creature is what? Is the soul. So, that's what? The dwelling place of God. Now, the question is, my brother, you know, now you are the tabernacle of God. And he doesn't dwell in what? In the outer court. There are two outer courts. He doesn't dwell, though he is there. Praise the Lord. But that is not his dwelling place. The dwelling place is in the soul. So now the question we need to ask ourselves. You see, my brother, when you are moving to a house, what do you do? House, what do? You go and clean the place. Right. Even we, when we want to enter a new house, we make sure that it will be what? Good for us to live in. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We find a sitting chair, we find a bed, we find everything. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And so, God, now you are the tabernacle of God. And he wants to dwell with you. Amen. So that you will be his people and he will be your God. Amen. And so how far have you prepared that dwelling place? That God himself, the Almighty God, coming to dwell in? Amen. How clean is the place? Amen. How have you furnished the place? Oh, you will not even sleep on the floor. Praise the Lord. Amen. You the creation. You want a soft bed. Even with this cold, you want a heater on the bed. You want everything very comfortable. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And what do you have? What have you prepared for the Almighty God himself? So, God does not dwell in the outer courts. And the prophet says something here. He said, there are many people who are still living in the outer courts. See? They are still in the outer courts. He said, what they do is what? You know, in the tabernacle in the wilderness, they were not allowed to enter into what? The Holy of Holies. Praise the Lord. They were always in the outer court. And that was typed to what? And they were eating manna. And yet the scripture says they ate manna and they died. You see. So the manna of the outer court can never sustain you. Amen. Because in the wilderness, the manna that they ate It was daily. Do you know that it was daily? You take a day's portion. You eat. The following day, you go again. You take the daily portion. It is only on the sixth day you take what? A double portion. For the Sabbath, because Sabbath you don't need to go and take. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the scripture says they all died.
Amen.
See, they were all bred from heaven.
Amen.
But there is one bread. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That when you eat, and that was in what? It was veiled. You understand it? It was veiled. So the prophet said many people are still living in the outer court. He said they come to church. You know what? He said they take as many they hear for the day. What will actually take them for maybe 2 or 3 days. And then they go back to their works again. Oh, Sundays, they look so what? Nice, good. Take the word. They have the anointing. See? That's just sufficient for 2 days. And after, you meet him. He meets his neighbor. The anger. Oh, my brother. Everything changes. He goes back to what? His works. See? Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, now, that's a sign of a type of the people. The regenerated man. See? Regenerated. You come and then they pump you a little and then you go. And then it finishes. And then you come back again to be pumped. You go. My brother, that is what? That is death. He said the regenerated man who comes to Christ gives his life in but never become hid away into the Holy Spirit. He lives a life that he knows his eating manner. See? There's many people today that never went any further than the outer court. See? They've never gone further than what? The outer court. Yet they are Christians. He said million by millions. They enjoy Christ in the outward form. They go to church with a consolation of knowing they belong to the church. But they have never become hid away with him in the inner court, the holiest of holies. See? My brother, are you content to live daily on a daily manner as they were in the wilderness? Are you content with that? Then the prophet said, oh, brother, why don't you stop that nonsense and come into the holiest of holies by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? See? He said, every bit of manna outside the outer court, it will just, what? He said, it will just keep you for tonight or tomorrow. Next week, it won't work. It dries up overnight. But if you will ever consecrate yourself to come into where the manna stays fresh, day and day out, year in and year out, in the holiest of holies, amen. What kind of meat are you eating? Are you eating from the outer court? The scripture says in John 6:27, it said, labor not for the meat which perisheth. Amen. Amen. But for that meat which endureth unto what? Everlasting life. Which the Son of Man shall give unto you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Labor not for what? For the meat that perisheth. But for the one that endureth unto what? Everlasting life which the Son of Man will give unto you. Praise God.
Amen.
You know when that woman met Jesus Christ on the world?
Amen.
And when you know this, how the story went, he said, give me to drink.
Amen.
He said, but what have you a Jew and a Samaritan, what was the relationship between you and me? He said, if you know who is asking you, give me to drink, you would rather ask of him to give you a what? A drink, a living water that you thirst no more. You see? That you thirst no more. Say, are you greater than our father Jacob that gave us this well? Praise the Lord. Are you greater than him? So, okay, give me that water so that I come no more to draw.
Amen.
See? He has the living water. He said, the water that I will give unto you, it will become a well of water in you,
Amen,
springing up unto everlasting life.
Amen.
It will never fail.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's always what? Springing up. Artesian well. Not a broken water from a broken system. Because it's all full of what? Full of a lot of those tails. Stagnant water. It always smells. Not that type of water. See? Any water that moves, flows, it always clears what? The dirt and everything away. But when it stands like this, it carries all the dirt. That's why we need to get what? That fountain of life in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, when a pipe, water flows through a pipe all the time, is what? It cleans everything.
Amen.
But when water is no more flowing in, it harbors a lot of things. Lizards, snakes, and all sort of creeping animals. So let the fountain of life be flowing through us.
Amen.
My brother, the woman asked for it and she received it. Why don't we this morning also ask for it?
Amen.
That we receive it. And that woman, she knew her life, you see.
Amen.
She knew the life she was in.
Amen.
See, she might probably not, it wasn't her intention to lead that kind of life. Any man she takes, she's disappointed. She goes for another man, she's disappointed. But meanwhile, right in here, the prophet said, she had a representation.
Amen.
See? There was a seed word that she has been keeping all the time. That there is coming a Messiah.
Amen.
And when he comes,
Amen. Oh,
he can, she can what? Receive her redemption.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
She was living in sin.
Amen.
And that day, when that man started to tell her
Amen.
All her secrets,
Amen.
Said, I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Because when the one that is to come, when he comes, the things that you are doing, that's exactly
Amen.
What you are doing now.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so that day, the woman,
Amen.
She left her what?
Amen.
She left her container to take that water.
Amen.
She has already received that what?
Amen.
The living water already. And it changed her life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Maybe in the town, she was even what? Always afraid to what? To go near people. Because everybody knows her. That she goes after men. You see. But that day, when that living water ran through her veins, it just took her straight away. Into the town testifying,
Amen.
Come, is it not the man that we are waiting for?
Amen.
A change in her life.
Amen.
until you know that loving hands that raises up, that picks up the what? That man. You know nothing, my brother. Oh, until you know. Give me the words of that song. Until you know the loving hands that reaches down for a fallen man and picks him up. You know nothing, my brother.
Amen.
You go to receive that times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. She received that refreshing. That's the refreshing. And we can only experience it when we have gone into the holiest of the holies.
Amen.
Where he dwells in his presence.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. There it flows.
Amen.
Time of refreshing. When does it start? It said, it what? The things of the world grows strangely dim.
Amen.
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 It grows, the things of the world started to grow strangely dim. Oh, you don't see them anymore.
Amen.
You become blind to the hearts, to the things
Amen.
Of the world.
Amen.
You don't see them anymore. My brother, if you are in the presence of the Lord, that refreshing, you are before him receiving that refreshing. You see, when you go to the town, men, when you go to the town, all those naked women, see, your eyes are dim.
Amen.
You don't see them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was telling you one testimony the other day, if you still remember. I went to town, and I saw, amongst all the women I saw two ladies. I was able to approach them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because the way how they were dressed.
Amen.
See, I couldn't approach any other one. But when I saw them, something just, this is it.
Amen.
I was able to approach them. I said, sister, where do you fellowship? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, these sisters, I don't know. They told me, do you know Brother Andrew. I say, yes, that's why I fellowship.
Amen.
Then they got stacked. Well, but I know probably they thought I wasn't, I don't know Pastor Andrew. And they were trying to just drill me. But I know they are in one of the fellowships.
Amen.
Anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, amongst all the women in the streets, only two I saw that attracted my attention.
Amen.
To approach them.
Amen.
All the other ones, my eyes were dim to them.
Amen.
Anyway, we need to help them anyway.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When it comes to the time of what? Going for evangelism, we need to approach them.
Amen.
And try to see how, whether they have that seed word in them.
Amen.
That they will recognize. Like the woman, you see, it is by what? Recognition.
Amen.
To recognize the prophet of your hour, the message of your hour.
Amen.
See? Look at the condition of Jesus Christ seated on the well. Look so dirty, lonely Jew seated on this on the what? Many of the women would have just ignored him. But when he started speaking,
Amen.
His words were more than who his appearance was.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The woman could see that no, she wasn't looking at the appearance anymore. But she was what? Looking at the words that are coming.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, that refreshing, that experience will bring what? the life, to resurrect the life of Christ in you.
Amen.
See? The refreshing moments. He said, your speech becomes oracles.
Amen.
Your speech becomes what? Oracles. It changes many things in your life.
Amen.
You speak blessings.
Amen.
God bless you. Instead of God curse you. Praise God.
Amen.
In our country, Ghana, is very, very common there. A Christian will have a misunderstanding with another person. He said, look, I will put Christ down today and fight you. Oh, my God. Very common there. I will put Christ down and fight you. We pa de midi nyankopon beto ho na mene wa ye pa. It's very common there. And then I told some people, when you put him there, somebody will come and take him away.
Amen.
And though the time you come back, he's no more there.
Amen.
See, somebody who wants him will come and take
Amen.
Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It changes even your speech.
Amen.
Your thoughts and your mind. See? So we have the mind of Christ. Your thoughts and your mind. They will not go on missions. Missions to what? Damascus. I've said this thing before here. Mind and thoughts traveling, making missions. See, you are seated here. But what? Your thoughts and your mind, they are on a mission to Damascus. A mission to Damascus is no good mission.
Amen.
It is going to destroy.
Amen.
Your mind and your thoughts is rested with Christ.
Amen.
It doesn't go speculating. Said there will be what? Life manifestation of Christ's righteousness is seen in you.
Amen.
The manifestation of what? The righteousness of Christ is seen in you.
Amen.
Oh, this moment of refreshing from the presence of God. My brother, my sister, is so great. And then the question is, when does that start? When does that start? He said, it starts where the world ends.
That's
right. See? It starts where the world ends in your life. Where the world ends, then the refreshing starts. Then Christ comes in. Praise the Lord. You cease from your works. You ceased from your works. Then, I said, the refreshing starts where the world ends. Because when the world is there, the refreshing cannot ever be. My brother, if the house you are preparing for the Lord, the dwelling place, is dirty, he said, the holy God, who lives in the holiest of holies, how can he come and dwell in a dirty place, my brother, my sister?
Amen.
How could he come? You know, in the fifth provocation, you know what happened? When sin came into the camp, when God told Moses, Moses, go down. Moses was with what? God in the mountains. He said, go down, go, 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 go. The people that you have brought, you brought out from Egypt, they have corrupted themselves.
Amen.
What was happening there? The people just forced Aaron that Moses went to the mountains in the presence of God. And he's not coming. We don't know what has happened to that man. And so make a God for us. Make a God for us. And Aaron was put into pressure. Till he collected all their goals and everything. And made what? A calf of gold. And he said, this is your God that brought you out from what? Egypt. Could you imagine this? Provocation. This is your God that brought you out. And they were worshiping. He said, they wake up in the morning, they will eat, drink, and play. See? That was what they were doing. Worshiping what? An idol. God saw it. He said, go quickly. And these people, I'm going to destroy them. Moses had not yet seen what was happening. And so he started what? Pleading. So, Lord, forgive them. See? Playing the part of what? Intercession. So, forgive them. He had not yet seen. But when Moses himself came down and saw it, said the people were naked. That's what the scripture says. Came to see the people naked. Said no. Immediately. He said what? Separation. Amen. They that are with God, come this way.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, this is a time of separation.
Amen.
And the separation must be total.
Amen.
They that will stand for God, separate yourself, stand here.
Amen. Amen.
And they that refused, they would destroy it. That's what we read. Said that prophet. If you fail to hear him,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then Moses had to go back again to say, Lord, I've seen the people.
Amen.
Say, yes, they are stiff-necked people. But meanwhile, because of the sin in the camp, God says, I'm no more going to walk in their midst. I will never walk in their midst anymore. So what happened? Moses had to take the tabernacle and move it afar off without the camp.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because God could not live amongst what? Sin.
Amen.
So the tabernacle of the congregation was moved out from the camp. Without the camp, it went out afar off. And the Bible says anyone who wanted to go to the presence of the Lord has to leave the camp they were in and go beyond the camp.
Amen.
To meet what? The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is what we are now, my brother, my sister. We have formed our own camps. We have our individual camps. And God is not there.
Amen.
It is Ichabod. The glory of God is departed. We have our various camps. My brother, my sister. The tabernacle, the holiest of holies, have been moved out. And you got to leave the camp that you are in.
Amen.
And go beyond the camp.
Amen.
Your own camp.
Amen.
To go and meet
Amen.
God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What camp have you built? A camp of fornication? A camp of what? Hatred? What kind of camp have you built, my brother? God cannot live there.
Amen.
Go beyond that camp.
Amen.
Nicodemus, he was in the camp of the Pharisees. Praise the Lord. And he saw that there was no life there.
Amen.
So he went beyond the camp of the Pharisees
Amen.
To go and meet Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he received what? The refreshing from the presence of God. What about Ruth?
Amen.
See? Ruth went beyond her camp.
Amen.
The camp of the Moabites.
Amen.
Worshipping idols. And went towards what? Bethel. The place of God.
Amen.
And it was a blessing for her.
Amen.
Going beyond your camp, my brother, my sister. Is it a blessing?
Amen.
What of Moses? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He had everything. He was in the camp of Pharaoh. And look at the other side. Mad Dabes. But yet he saw, brother said, then he saw Christ there.
Amen.
Christ was not in Pharaoh's house.
Amen.
He had to go beyond that camp.
Amen.
He had everything. Moses can do this. Servants who came. Everything right there for him. Yet, the Bible says, when he was come of years,
Amen.
Praise the Lord,
Amen.
We must come of years.
Amen.
We must come of years, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
When he was come of years, he refused
Amen.
To be called
Amen.
The son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction
Amen.
With the children of God
Amen.
Than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Amen.
Going beyond the camp.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. You have a camp? Is it the holiest of holies? If it is not the holiest of holies, then my brother, my sister, go beyond that camp.
Amen.
Because he's not there.
Amen.
He will not live where there is sin.
Amen.
The tabernacle of God is with men
yes.
here. That's the place we said he wants to dwell.
Amen.
But the way God has made us is so great.
Amen.
So great.
Amen.
He said, look, what house can you build me? With your hands.
Amen.
What house can it contain me? My throne is heaven.
Amen.
And my footstool is earth here. A mighty God.
Amen.
What house can your hands build for me? God is not living in houses that are made with hands.
Amen.
But look at you seated here. Just small like this. But the Almighty God
Amen.
Says you are my tabernacle.
Amen.
Can't you give glory to him?
Amen.
That this is the place that I want to dwell.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. Today we will look at we will look at one man, a story. Let's look at a story of somebody moving the path from sin, the path to sin. And then back to what? Restoration.
Amen.
Jesus Christ gave that story. And it's about the prodigal son.
Amen.
Today, we can make a turn.
Amen.
We can put ourselves as what? A prodigal son.
Amen.
And return.
Amen.
We have gone away from him. But he's the same God.
Amen.
He gave that story. My brother, where is that? This is it here? Let's turn to Luke 15. Oh, Satan, you are ashamed. My brother, yesterday night, my wife and Junior had to stand over me and pray. I couldn't breathe. my chest has seized. Terrible, terrible pain. The devil, you are a liar.
Amen.
Thank God. He never wanted me to be here. He wanted me to go to the hospital. And I said, I would rather come and die behind the pulpit than to go to what? To die in the hospital.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prodigal son. What is that? Have you done the... Yeah. Okay. Now let's look at... verse 11 says, we know the story already. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The path to sin and back to restoration. Now verse 12. He said, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. What is that? See? The boy. We call it self-esteemed. He esteemed himself. What's the meaning of self-esteem? He said, confidence in your own worth and abilities. My brother, you have confidence in your own self and your own ability. That is self-esteem. That was what this boy was doing. We might have gone through that way, my brother. And then the same verse 12 is selfishness. Selfishness means what? Concerned mainly with your own needs and wishes. My brother, see? You are always concerned to your own what? Needs and wishes. Brother, these are all what? Paths towards what? Sin. Praise the Lord. And now, this study that I've made, but meanwhile, it is subject to what? Contribution or something. It's not right. Praise the Lord. So you see, sin, S, and then we will see that all the paths towards sin is S, 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 S. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, verse 13. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Let's stop there. What is that? At the first part of verse 13. So I made it 13a. Is what? Separation. Yeah, 13a, the first part of 13, is what? Separation. As forming a unit. See, you are forming your own unit by yourself. See, separation. Separated. He's separated from what? His father. And then the second part of 13, and they wasted his substance with riotous living. And what is that? 13b, as self-abuse. See? Self-abuse. Behavior which causes harm to your own self. My brother, watch these things. There are behaviors. It will not help you. It will do what? It will harm your own self. That's self-abuse. When you separate yourself from your God, the next thing is what? You abuse yourself. Amen. You enter into that state. You abuse yourself because there is no more protection. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen. See? He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him onto his fields to feed swine. It's verse 15 and 16. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. My brother, look at this. Now eating what? Eating with swine. Put the whole thing in a spiritual way. See? And that is what? Servitude. Servitude. A state of being a slave or being under the complete control of someone. Servitude. Now, in his father's house, he had servants, everything free. Now he's under as someone as a slave. That's what the devil does to you.
That's right.
It makes you a slave. Praise God.
Amen.
Self-esteem. You think that, oh, you are okay. You can go on your own. And so you separate yourself. When you separate yourself, you enter into what? Self-abuse. You destroy your own self. Self-destruction. And the next thing, you see yourself. You are under the control of someone. The devil is now controlling you. You are now under him. But the place where I want us now, verse 17. And when he came to himself,
amen.
That is the thing, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
I want you to take particular notice of it. When he came to himself. That is realization.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Realization. Realization comes before repentance.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Many people jump to repentance. He hears, and then that is all. Oh, I repent.
Amen.
Oh, I repent. And the next thing, he goes back to his vomit again. You jumped over one step, the realization.
Amen.
My brother, my sister,
amen.
Watch this thing closely.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ giving the steps.
Amen.
You must come to yourself.
Amen.
And then balance things.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You don't just jump to say, repentance. Say, oh, I repent. Very soon, 31st is coming. Many people are going to take resolutions. I repent. I won't smoke again. I won't drink again. I won't do this again. See? He said he's repenting. But meanwhile, he has jumped the first step, realization.
Amen.
To sit down and balance the situation you find yourself. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Realization to become fully aware of something as a fact, as truth. And so you see that now we are coming to Ari. S-E leads you to sin. S leads you to sin. Ari is leading us to what? Restoration. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
All the SE was leading towards sin.
Amen.
Now RE is leading us towards restoration.
Amen.
And it is RRRR. Praise God.
Amen.
So, and when he came to himself, oh, my brother,
amen.
Samson also came to himself.
Samson,
he came to himself. He realized. When you read the message book once more, the prophet said he caught the idea that there is a possibility.
Amen.
Oh, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
See?
Right.
He caught the idea.
Amen.
Hmm. We will come on that. Let's finish with the steps to repentance.
Amen.
And then verse, repentance is what verse? 18 and 19 is what? Is the realization. And then he arose. Move forward. Yeah. Then we have 20 as reconciliation. See? And he arose and came to his father. See? But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him.
Amen.
And had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, if we will return,
Amen.
If we will return,
Amen.
He will see us afar.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the reconciliation. See the R-E again. Reconciliation. He said the end of disagreement and the return to what? Friendly relationship.
Amen.
See? He disagreed with the father and went away. Now, reconciliation as the end of what? Disagreement. And the return to what? A friendly relationship.
Amen.
That's the verse 20, eh? Verse 22. The restitution. Restitution is the restoration of something lost to its proper owner. So let's read. Is it 22? But the father said unto his servants, bring, you see, restoration of something lost. Bring forth the best robes. See, that was what he was wearing before. Bring the best robes and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet.
Amen.
The restitution. And then it comes the 23 and 24. The restoration. So the same 22, we have the restoration. So he has been what? Restored. There is a restoration. The returning of something to a former condition, place, or owner. A restoration. Praise God.
Amen.
And then the 23, 24, the times of refreshing.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The times of refreshing.
Amen.
In the presence of his father.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that's what? The path to sin and back to restoration.
Amen.
My brother, the realization. Let me talk on that a little. Is that you must come to a state of realism before repentance. Realism is what? To the acceptance of your own situation. That it is wrong.
Amen.
And then the appropriate response.
Amen.
To that situation.
Amen.
That's the place of realization.
Amen.
The acceptance that, this is wrong.
Amen.
I'm in the wrong place.
Amen.
See? You realize it. And then the appropriate response. What you are going to do now. Amen.
Amen.
So in the message, Samson,
Amen.
He said, the prophet said, and there he stood, and he began to remember the things of his errors. See, realization. His errors. Where he had left the straight and narrow road. Where he had got away from God's promise. That's the realization. And he caught what? He said he caught it. And then notice, Samson thought there must be a possibility. He caught that idea. Amen. Said, then the prophet said, but the sad part is today, the church don't catch that. When we talk about the church, talking about myself,
Amen.
Talking about you.
Amen.
The church don't catch that.
Amen.
You got to catch that.
Amen.
First to realize
Amen.
The acceptance of your situation that it is wrong.
Amen.
The acceptance of the situation that you are wrong. In the first place. And then your response towards what is wrong.
Amen.
Then you enter into what? Repentance. And after you have convinced yourself, say, now I will rise up and go unto my Father.
Amen.
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 And will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Confession. That's repentance, confession. That's where now you go. Because now you have made a realization here. You've made what? A decision now.
Amen.
You don't just go and say, Father, I have repented. No, sir.
Amen.
And so when Samson, he realized his own errors, the prophet said, what was the next thing? The response to his own errors. The prophet said, Samson prayed the right kind of a prayer. See? He prayed the right kind of a prayer. And what was that? Lord, let me die with my enemies.
Amen.
He said, Lord, these enemies, look at what they have done to me. Complaining, murmuring. You see what they've done to me? Lord, kill all of them. Lord, kill all of them. Kill all of them. He said what? Let me die.
Amen.
With what? My enemies.
Amen.
See? Let me die with my enemies. My brother, my sister, you got to die
Amen.
To your sins.
Amen.
We are too much alive.
Amen.
Somebody who is dead, just kick him anyhow. He's dead.
That's right.
Slap him. Maybe the head will do like this. But when you are alive, you close your eyes. That to say you are dead. A big slap, you open your eyes to see who slapped you.
Amen. Amen.
Say you, when I get up, you see what I'll do to you.
Amen.
You are alive! You are not dead!
Amen.
So, you see that the sister has done this thing to me. You see that the brother has done this to me. See that he has stepped on my toes. You are too much alive.
Amen.
You must die.
Amen.
Let us die so that we will receive the refreshing. We must receive the refreshing, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
We must receive the refreshing. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You must go beyond the camp.
Amen.
Go beyond that camp.
Amen.
We need the refreshing, my brother.
Amen.
There are some attitudes here, the prophet said, in the message book, A Hidden Life in Christ,
Amen.
Which we preached in San Fernando. My brother, it's really very rebuking. Let us read him. He said, we become too excited and upset about too many things. It shows there's something lacking. See? He said, we are still back down in the adolescent age, fusing and fighting and quarreling and stewing when we ought to be consecrated, hid away in the holiest of holies with God.
Amen.
See? Two minor things. And we take it so big. My brother, that is not right. If you are in his presence, receiving the refreshing, my brother, my sister, you not be in that condition.
Amen.
Let us go beyond that camp also.
Amen.
And go and meet him.
Amen.
And he will refresh us. Praise the Lord. You remember? Now let's go back to the people that were refreshed. What did they do? They locked themselves up.
Amen.
From the world. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus said, told them, go into Jerusalem and stay there.
Amen.
See? Stay there.
Amen.
Till the time of refreshing.
Amen.
Stay in the presence of God if you are not receiving the refreshing from the Lord. My brother, my sister, close yourself from the world.
Amen.
Try it, my brother. It's an experience. Oh, he said, you know nothing until you know that refreshing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
They shut themselves in from the world. And they were in prayer. They were in prayer. They were in prayer.
That's right.
Surrendering themselves.
Amen.
Confessing their sins.
Amen.
Praying day in and day out. And then it came. It came.
Amen.
Like a rushing
Amen.
Wind. A refreshing
Amen.
Came upon them. From the presence of God.
Amen.
Then fishermen, people without education,
Amen.
They were known everywhere.
Amen.
But that day, when John and Peter were going to the temple,
Amen.
By the gate that's called Beautiful,
Amen.
They saw that lame man.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The layman just stretched forth his hands,
Amen.
Asking for alms. He said, silver and gold, we have none.
Amen.
But as much as we have,
Amen.
We give unto
Amen.
You.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, stand up and walk.
Amen.
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 People that have been in the world, had received a refreshing.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. The prophet said, when you have that refreshing, it's what? It gives other people also what?
Amen.
The same refreshing.
Amen.
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 If you have it. Oh. Let's turn to Acts of Apostles. Chapter 3, verse 12. When the lame man was healed, let's look at what happened. The people were so, see, they knew Peter, they knew John. They are just common men. And then they knew also what the Pharisees with their long robes. Huh? When they step, see, they step with all kind of what? Holiness. But they deny the power thereof.
Amen.
See? See, they are guns. See, they come in a special way. Oh, some pastors of today and some bishops of today. The way how they dress. I don't know how long they take before they come out from their rooms. Lot of food, something here, long, oh, belt here. Oh, my God. See? They draw the congregation towards themselves. That they are the ones. And when church members have to control them like this. And when it comes to the pulpit, who will give me 500? Stand here. 200, stand here. 100, stand here for special prayers. Oh, deception. Huh? And people still go there. Brother, sister, give glory to God.
Amen.
That your eyes have been opened.
Amen.
So the people were so marveled, they were so amazed. Verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered and said unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness? You see? We made this man to walk. You look at it as if it is by our own power or by our own holiness. It is not by our power. It is not by our holiness.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so when you are in the holiest of holies, in the presence of God, it is no more you.
Amen.
It is now he who said, and you are my tabernacle, and I will dwell in that tabernacle, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. I will be your God. Now God living in your life, your tabernacle, God doing the works, and he is the creator.
Amen.
And he says, let there be light, and there was light.
Amen.
Your life is no more yourself.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Verse 13, and he said, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just One and desired a murderer to be granted unto you.
Amen.
Could you just imagine this? You desired a murderer to be granted unto you. Pilate wanted to let him go. But you said, crucify him. And today, we are crucifying Jesus Christ afresh by our own lives.
Amen.
See? And kill, 15, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And in his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. It is not by our own power.
Amen.
It is not by our own holiness.
Amen.
But it is by his power. It is by his word, his holiness. Amen.
Amen.
So we are coming to our text now. whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance, ye did it, and did also your rulers. My brother, if we have done things in ignorance, he is still ready to receive us. Praise the Lord. He said, but those things which God before had shown by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. And so what? Repent. Amen. But before you repent, know the realization first.
Amen.
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 You got to realize where you are standing.
Amen.
You got to look at it and balance the situation and say, today, no, I'm in the wrong.
Amen.
This is not the place that I should be.
Amen.
I will rise up and go unto my Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And there is a reconciliation waiting for you. And the restitution and the restoration. And then you ushered into what? That presence. That refreshing. Amen. He said, repent, ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
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 And he said, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached. The second part, we are going to start from there. He shall send what? Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We are going into another deep lesson. The next time, amen,
amen,
he will send. Praise God.
Amen.
That is the period we are in. That the Lord has sent something to us. A refreshing. In every age, there is what? A dispensation of refreshing. Praise God.
Amen.
And in our age, we have received it.
Amen.
My brother,
amen,
you got to go into the holiest of holies.
Amen.
Where is the dwelling place of God?
Amen.
My brother, come up here. Praise the Lord. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, God richly bless you.
Amen.
Can we sing, I shall not be moved?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you for praying for me.
Amen.
The Lord hath answered your prayer.
Amen.
Jesus is my Savior.
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
Yes, I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding. Oh, in his love I'm hiding.
I shall not be moved,
just like a tree.
Like a tree that's planted by the
water. Oh, I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
Oh, I shall not be moved. If I trust him ever, oh, he will fail me never.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
Oh, I shall not be moved.
Oh,
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. On his word I'm feeling,
I shall not be moved.
Oh, he's the one that leading,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Oh, I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree.
Like a tree that's planted by the water.
I shall not be moved. Glory, hallelujah,
I shall not be moved.
I'm called in Jehovah,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
waters,
oh, I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah,
oh, I shall not be. Oh, yes,
I
shall not be.
I
shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, in his love abiding,
I shall not be moved.
And in confiding,
I shall not
be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be
moved, just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
I shall not be moved. Though all hell assail me,
I shall not be moved.
Oh, Jesus will not fail me.
I shall not be moved,
just like a tree that's planted by the
waters.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be.
Oh, I shall not be.
Be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Oh, though the tempest rages,
I shall not be moved.
Oh, on the rock of ages,
I shall not be moved,
just like a tree that's planted by the
water.
I shall not be moved.
I shall never be moved.
Oh, I shall not be. Oh, I shall not be.
I shall not be
moved, just like a tree that's planted by the
waters.
I shall not be moved.
My brother, this afternoon, how many want to surrender to him? How many would like to enter into the holiest of holies? Then just raise up your hand and say, I surrender. I surrender.
I surrender.
Just tell him,
my Lord,
Lord, I've been living in the outer court.
Oh, I surrender.
I've been eating my manna at the outer court.
Oh,
today, Lord, I've realized that where I've been standing is wrong. And so, Lord, I'm going beyond my camp. I'm coming to you as a prodigal son.
I surrender.
I've been eating from the outer court.
My Lord,
and it has never sustained me.
I surrender.
Lord, I know the door to the holiest of holies is never closed, because that day at the cross, when you said it was finished, the veil was rented. And so here I am, Lord. The reconciliation and the restoration and the refreshing from your presence, Lord. I surrender, O Lord. I come, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, my sins, Lord. I've realized, Lord. I've realized my errors. I've realized my mistakes. I've realized, Lord, I've sinned against you and heaven, Lord. I come to you, Lord, this afternoon, Lord. I don't know, I don't want to stay in the outer court. I'm tired of the outer court, O Lord. The madness of the outer court, Lord, it cannot sustain me. Oh, I come, Lord.
I come, Lord.
To you, my Lord.
I want to meet you, Lord. I've prepared the temple. I've prepared the tabernacle, Lord. Come in now. Come in now, Lord. The tabernacle is prepared, Lord. My soul to receive you, Lord. It's prepared, my God. My soul is prepared, O Lord. Oh, that is the cry of your children this morning, Lord. That is the cry of your children, Lord.
I surrender.
Now they prepared, Lord, the tabernacle. They prepared the soul. They prepared the dwelling place, Lord. Come in, Lord, and be my God. Come in and be my God, O Lord.
I surrender.
That's how your children, their prayer this morning, their prayer this afternoon, Lord. My brother, my sister, just tell the Lord something. Tell him, Lord, tell him that, Lord, I've moved away from my camp. I'm going beyond this camp, because this camp cannot sustain me. This camp can never take me anywhere. This camp can never do me any good. Oh, here I come to the holiest of holies, Lord. To your presence, Lord. For the refreshing that comes from you, O God. Oh, Lord, the way how you receive. You saw the prodigal son afar off. Oh, you never queried. Oh, Lord, I've realized my errors. I've realized my mistakes. I've realized, oh, Lord, that I've separated from you. I've realized how I've destroyed myself, Lord. I repent. I repent this morning. I repent, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. Lord, help me to die to every sin, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. My brother, my sister, Search. What of your language? What of your speech? What are your thoughts? Your thoughts, your mind. What has been going on in there? Surrender, Lord. I surrender. Father, this moment, O God, we bring our request, O God, even as we surrender to you, O Lord, we bring our request before you, O God. Lord, you know the requests of your children. You know the needs of your children. You know what they are looking for, O God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord meet each and every one. O Lord, according to your riches in glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. The refreshing. Let it be like dews. The dews of the early morning, let it shower upon us, O God. The refreshing, refresh us, O Lord. And renew us, Lord. He said, they that wait upon you, they will renew their strength, O God. Father, energize us, O Lord. Refresh us, Lord. Renew us, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. And we thank you, God, for all your loving kindness, O God, towards us. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Brother David, will you please come and close us in prayer?
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, once again we humble ourselves before you, Father God. Father, with thanksgiving, Lord, for the blessing of your word. Father, not only your word, but your Holy Spirit, Father God. Father, that your word has an impact even in our hearts, in our souls, O God. Father, how, Lord, even as your word spoke unto us, we so much desire, Lord, and thrive upon, Father God, times of refreshing from you. Because, Lord, they last, Lord, even in eternity, O God. Father, and how we desire and rejoice to dwell in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for your spiritual blessings, O God. Heavenly Father, we desire to ask you even upon this day, Lord, Father, that even as your word spoke, Father, we live in a treacherous time, Lord. Father, so many deceptions there is, Lord. Father, so many opinions, Lord. It's an age, Lord, where man has rights and everything has rights. It's an age of rights, O God. But Lord, we ask you, even as you spoke unto us, Father, give us that grace that we be able to submit ourselves, Lord, under your tender hand, O Lord. Father, for Lord, your name is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and are safe, O Lord. Father, be merciful to your people upon this day. Lord, how we trust, Lord, because we know that you are a real God. Amen. And you are faithful, Lord. You said that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you'd be in their midst. So we thank you for your presence upon this day. But Lord, even more so, Lord, our desire is that we not go out of this place the same way which we came in. Father, even if we were on a high, our desire is to go higher, to draw closer to thee. Those hands that may be hanging low, Lord, and tired, Father, refresh them even upon this
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, God, because all our needs are met in Christ Jesus. Lord, the heart that may be resisting you, Lord, Father, we just pray that you'd soften it. Father, Amen. Even as the song says, Lord, Jesus breaks every fetter.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just yield and commit ourselves to thee. Father God, even as the prophet taught us that, Lord, Christian life is just a life of yielding. Amen. Not yielding to anything else, but yielding to you, our Amen. Creator. Amen. So help us, Lord, upon this day. Father God, we want to ask you, Lord, that you'd, Father, even restore virtue and strength Amen. To our brother. Lord, what an encouragement it is, Amen. O Father. We don't rejoice that he was sick. But what we do rejoice, Lord, is the faith that you put in him.
Amen.
That, Lord, when Satan tried to shake him, Lord, that he be not at his post of duty. Father, I was willing to even pay with his own life to stand here, Lord, faithfully, Lord, at his post of duty. Bless him for that, Lord. Bless Amen. His family. Restore strength unto our brother. Father God, for Lord, without you, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Heavenly Father God, we pray, Lord, there's many that weren't here upon this day. Lord, you know the reason why. But, oh Father, to the backslider of heart, only you can provoke your children, Lord. So we ask that you do the same thing which you gave the parable of, Father God, Lord, that we read even in the scriptures, Lord. That, Father, when the son said to his father, give me all of my inheritance, and then at a later stage found himself dining with pigs, oh Lord. Father, but he came to a realization.
Amen.
And oh, how his father, after seeing him from afar off, ran out, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even to meet his son.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, be with your children, Lord. Those that are backslidden, Father God. We can try what we can do, but Lord, it's you, the one, Lord, that can make the difference.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray for our pastor and Brother Virgus, Lord, even upon this day. We trust that you are with them where they are there.
Yes,
and we pray that you'd continue to be with them. Heavenly Father God, we know that there was a delay, there was a problem with flights, but Lord, we pray that you'd make a way for them to return safely, oh God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we look to you, Father, that they'd come, Lord, with testimonies, Lord,
Amen.
Of your workings even there where you
Amen.
Were.
Amen.
Lord, meet all of our needs upon this day, Father, any requests that may not have been spoken, but Lord, you know what's in the hearts of your children.
Yes, Lord.
We commit this to thee as we give thanks in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Creating me a kingdom, oh Lord, and
renew a right spirit within me.
Creating me, my Lord.
Creating me
a kingdom.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, cast me not, my Lord.
Cast me not away
from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it not, take it not. Restore unto me. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it not. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it now. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me, and renew a right spirit within me, and renew a right spirit within me.